More than 180 invasive species are now in Great Lakes waters, and scientists believe many of the critters got loose when ships dumped dirty ballast water. After months of deliberation, the Wisconsin DNR has released a final plan that requires large commercial vessels, both lake and ocean-going ships, to adopt best management practices to manage ballast tank sediment and seawater. By 2012, new ocean-going ships must treat their ballast water to a standard 100 times more restrictive than the level set by the International Maritime Organization, or IMO. DNR Secretary Matt Frank says his agency is trying to strike a balance.
To take strong action to deal with this threat of invasives, but also work with our shipping industry so that we can do it in such a way that shipping will continue into Wisconsin ports.
Existing ocean-going ships would have until 2014 to retrofit and meet the Wisconsin standard. Mark Gagnon is with FedNav, the largest international ship owner in the Great Lakes. He says his company can accept the Wisconsin plan, but is not sure ballast water treatment technology that meets the Wisconsin standard will be ready in time.
What the problem is, the ballast water treatment system that exists on the market right now follow the IMO guidelines.
The DNR says if by the end of next year no commercial ballast treatment will meet the 100 times IMO standard, then the IMO standard will apply. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.